You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
I believe that Stugatz has just played one of his greatest hits. I believe it's a first ballot Hall of Famer in the Stugatz arsenal of tools and weapons. And it's when he grabs that microphone and he tells somebody in sports, anyone in sports, don't tell me how to be a fan.
I am tired of NFL players, and perhaps I'm talking to Keyshawn Johnson, because that's the show I listen to on my drive in to get myself ready to do this show.
How is it, incidentally? Because Max, I've made the allegation before that they're trying to kill Max Kellerman
right.
with a morning show and boxing all over the place and 2 to 3 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon. How is that show doing with Jay Williams and Keyshawn and Max Kellerman?
It's gotten better. I mean, I see Chris shaking his head there.
Yes or no, Chris?
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. He's made it better. He's more contentious. He'll call out Keyshawn on stuff. Where before, Keyshawn was just going and no one would call him out.
Zubin did a... Listen, he's very polished.
Zubin was never there because he got sick and then they got rid of him.
Well, he started the show there and he would just throw it to Keyshawn and Jay Will and never have an opinion and never challenge them on anything. Then Alan Hahn came in for a cup of coffee, okay, and he was filling in for Zubin. There was never real chemistry, but Max and Keyshawn have worked together before, and so Max is not afraid to bite back, not just to Keyshawn, to anybody. And so Max is just, he's made the show more entertaining. I'm not saying it's great, but it's certainly gotten better. You know,
Max has always been very good at radio, and I would imagine if they could go New York on New York, that Keyshawn Johnson, he could bring out the best in Keyshawn Johnson by being, you don't want to defer. You don't want to just, you want to poke and prod and help produce your star talent. So that's the show you steal from on the way in.
That is the show I steal from on the way in. What Keyshawn has been doing lately is, and I hate when former NFL players or current NFL players stop telling me how to be a fan. Because the way the fans experience your sport and sports in general is different than people who actually play the sports. What I love about Tony Romo is somehow he's been able to capture the way me and my friends watch the game at home. With that level of enthusiasm, and one second he's the greatest, and the next minute he choked. Like, I love that stuff. That's how fans watch the game. And so Keyshawn was going on a rant because everyone is talking about Joe Burrow being the best quarterback in the NFL. And he said, no, He's the last quarterback you saw play a big game and win a big game in the NFL. He said last week it was Justin Herbert. 4 weeks ago it was Patrick Mahomes. You guys got to stop doing this. To which I respond, and I did out loud in my car, no, I don't have to stop doing this. 1 week, Justin Herbert might be the best quarterback in the league. And the next week, it might be Joe Burrow. And 1 week, you know, the Green Bay Packers may be the best team in the NFL. And the next week, it might be the Dallas Cowboys. And as a fan, I have a right to root how I want to root, cheer how I want to cheer, and change my mind as often as I want. And so I just hate when athletes talk about, hey, I played the game, you can't do this. You played the game. Teach me about the game. Don't tell me what I can do as a fan. Enough. I'm tired of it. That's all I had. It seems irrational to get that upset at a morning show.
That's all you had, huh?
That's all I had, yes. Roy, it doesn't bug you. I want to root the way I want to root. And if I want to fire my coach 1 second and hire him back the next second, so be it.
Isn't the point of getting...
There's a balancing act there. Where hey, listen, I know you played. I know you're an expert. You know more about football than I do. But please, I know more about being a fan than you do. You've never watched. You've never sat in your couch. You've never invested your time and money in a team, okay, and have them disappoint you every single Sunday for 40 years.
Well, Keyshawn's team did that for you. Keyshawn's very team did that for you how many of those years?
Well, we actually had some of our best years when Keyshawn was there. Vinny was the quarterback. We went to an AFC championship game. We had a 10-0 lead at Denver. We lost that game.
What, I want to know what the advice is that you're giving Keyshawn that would make that a better show if he were to do, if he were to be less of a me first athlete, which he's been his entire career when he was 1-15 and wrote a book, Throw Me the Damn Ball. Like he's always, it has been great. Great profit at every turn to be Keyshawn Johnson.
I know.
Selfish me athlete, giving you the viewpoint of the athlete, not the fan.
And I want him to continue to be that. But there's a balancing act that I would suggest that he has to try to figure out. And I think he probably will, where, hey, I am still that guy. But you know what? I'm also relatable to some fans. That's all. Just be relatable. More relatable. Stop telling me that I can't do that with Justin Herbert. Yes, I can.
Relatable to which fans, those Stugatz? Because I don't know how relatable or not Keyshawn is to USC fans or people. Like, I understand why it is that and where it is that you would connect to Romo. And I understand why the audience in general connects to Romo. His enthusiasm is infectious. But right. Keyshawn is not someone, I don't think... having watched the entirety of his career, is Keyshawn viewed as likable? He's polarizing. You might think he's interesting,
right.
But morning show likable? No, he's got to argue with Max Kellerman. It can't just be ceding the floor to Zubin, ceding the floor from Zubin so that you could just star being Keyshawn Johnson without rebuttal. That's not good radio.
I'm not saying it is, but you don't always have to be Keyshawn Johnson. And I mentioned in that rant that I've gotten to know him just a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and claim that I know him very well. And there is a relatable part of Keyshawn, a very funny part of a great sense of humor. And I'd like to see that come out. Now, maybe Max will get it out of him. So far, he has not. I just hate when former athletes tell me how I should root, what I could do, what I can't do. Sports is a roller coaster for most fans. It is. 1 second, you're a Dolphin fan. The next second, you're Charger Chris. You know, that's just the way it works. And I don't want to be judged anymore. I mean, let me root the way I want to root. Stop telling me how to do it.
Okay, but at the core of the tension, Stugatz, is the athletes want to be treated like human beings. And too often, the fan wants to just do what the fan does without consequences so that the athlete is crying for you. Let me be human. Human, please. And the answer is no, you're just an athlete.
But this is a benign argument. Like, you don't have to be Mr. Hey, I played football all the time. It's, you know what? This week, Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football. You want to know why? Because he's the last quarterback I saw make a big play in a big game.
Okay, but that's not the best of analysis. I think we
it's
can
great analysis.
We can agree. I think we can agree.
Keyshawn's is way better.
I don't think that the last quarterback I saw as the best quarterback is the way to do what we do, but I asked the group of producers in the other room, that morning show, if you've got the chemicals, you guys have grown up around 20 years of doing this stuff where the chemistry between people matters, and if you want the best show, Keyshawn and Max arguing or sparks there, LA, New York, There's some stuff there that you can play with if there are real sparks and real chemistry there. And Keyshawn is going to allow Max to guide him and host him and produce him and be a teammate. But where does Jay Williams fit into that? Because that's an entirely different slalom course.
Jay Williams, to me, I mean, Jay Williams is really good at this. They're all good at it individually. Max is exceptional at it. And I think he'll tie the whole thing together. But Jay Williams, like, he's really good. He's smart. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And most importantly, he doesn't tell me how to be a fan. And so, you know, I think Jay Williams is good. They'll find their way. Like, I'm confident that when you have a guy, Dan, it's like you. Like, the second this show took off is the second you took over the show.
No, but see, Stugatz, no, this is, I disagree here. I don't think that this is on Max. This is why I'm asking the producers, Mike. I'm asking Billy. I'm asking Cody and Roy and Whittingham. I'm asking you, what would need to happen? You guys grew up around all of this crud and have had your sensibility shaped as to how you want to listen to sports radio, what it is that you want informationally, what it is that you want from your sports entertainment content. I'm asking the producers of this show, when you listen to those three guys on the radio in the morning as a morning show for America, replacing one of the best ever, Greenberg and Golic, Mike and Mike.
I thought you meant Golic and Wingo.
Hall of Famers. What do you do to that show? What does that show need?
Irreverence, I think. But that's not what they're going for. So we know how this ends, right? So I can't really work up too much of an opinion on it.
How's it end?
I mean, check back in a couple of months. That's how that company tends to do it. Like radio, I've said too much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.